live, a boy in his fridge.
We're back.
The audio on this one should sound better than the last episode.
Why is that?
Well, one, my dad's not here to not speak into the mic.
He wasn't.
I literally had so many complaints about that fucking episode.
He wasn't the only one that was like, his volume was low. All of us, everything was messed up. Yeah. All right. Easy. Don't come in so hot, Mike. This is the beginning of the episode. We don't want to start off on a fucking downer. Like, oh, couldn't hear the last one. Everyone got mad. I get it, dude.
Yeah, everyone got mad.
No, I didn't hear anything about it.
Did you listen to it?
I listened to some of it. I couldn't hear it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But we're back. Manny.
What's up?
What's up, dude? What's been up?
A lot, dude. Had a busy weekend. Did a lot of stuff. Today, did a lot of stuff. Where to begin, though? Let's see. On Friday, we went to go see It's-a-Me, Mario.
You saw the Mario Brothers movie?
We did.
How was it?
It was very good. I enjoyed a lot of it.
Was it just you and a bunch of kids?
Yeah, it was just me and a bunch of kids. Okay. I did like it. I thought it was good how they handled everything. It was like they have something from like every single Mario game like in the movie. What's Mel doing back there?
Mel, come here.
What are you doing, dude?
Keep talking.
It was cool to see. Like, all that stuff from the games in the movie, like the Mario Kart and Donkey Kong. They even had, like, a lot of people were complaining that they didn't cast the dude that voice acted Mario in the games in the movie, but they had that guy in the movie. Like, he was playing Mario, like arcade, what are these called? Cabinet? And he was playing, like, a Jumpman arcade cabinet.
Okay.
And he was like, he said the Mario lines like, oh, uh-oh, and hey guys, you know.
I don't think I've ever heard Mario say, hey guys.
You know, the Mario stuff. He also did the little jump too, the little ding jump.
Okay.
I did also like my favorite thing about it was they actually like made Mario and Luigi plumbers in the movie, which is like cool because that's one thing that you've never seen in like the Mario games is Mario be a plumber, and in the movie he actually did like plumbing stuff. I thought that was neat.
They never did plumbing in any of the games.
No, there's never like a level where you had to fucking fix a toilet. It was always just
like fixing.
Yeah, like okay. A sink and shit. So I thought that was cool. But yeah, the movie was fun. You know, it was. I like how they handled a lot of stuff in it, like the power ups and stuff was actually like pretty interestingly done, I liked it. I thought it was fun. What can I say? Nice. Chris Pratt killed it. The other guys.
I heard it was good. When I saw John Wick 4, a kid at the movie theater was having a Mario birthday party.
Yeah.
So I mean, the theater's packed with fucking 8-year olds. They're all dressed like Mario and Luigi.
Oh, I bet they loved it.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure the people watching it with them hated it.
I probably loved it too. It was fine. It was like the theater we went to. I mean, there was kids there, and they were like talking and shit. But like, it was. I mean, it's a movie. It's louder than children. Like the giant, like 100-foot screen or whatever. Like they're gonna be. It was gonna take a lot for a kid to be louder than that. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought it was a lot of fun. The one thing I didn't like about it was Seth Rogen was just Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong. Like, okay. He's the only one in the movie that didn't really do anything with his voice to make it, like, different.
I did not know Seth Rogen was Donkey Kong.
Yeah, he's Donkey Kong. Yeah.
He just did that laugh all the time.
Pretty much, yeah. That's how he comes out. He's, like, laughing and, like, flexing. He's like, you know, he says all the Donkey Kong lines.
Talking about weed.
Yeah, he's like, hey, smoke some trees up in the trees with me, you know. So it was cool. It was a fun movie going experience. But then on Saturday, we went and saw, a high school performance of Matilda.
Okay. Now for the listeners, I know what Matilda is about, but tell everybody else what Matilda
is
about.
Well, so this is not, this, it actually confused me. Because when I was watching, I was like, this is the Matilda I remember. It was, I guess what they based it off of was the Netflix, what is it, movie or show or whatever that they put out, where it's like a musical and everything. I didn't know that. I didn't really know that going into it. I was like, oh man, this is going to be cool. We're going to see her fucking, you know, like move a carrot into her brother's mouth or whatever, do the chalkboard and shit, which that they did that, which was pretty cool. But it was not, it was like, first off, the one thing I couldn't get over was this is a high school and they had like middle school kids in it too, like to play like the kids or whatever. But this is a high school performance in Hanover, Pennsylvania, and literally every single actor in that play put on like a British accent.
Okay. Well, they're actors.
It was like I could not get over that. I was like, some of these accents are so bad, and dude, some.
Give me an example.
Like what the girl that played Matilda, she had the most annoying accent. She was like, "My mama told me go to school, read a book."
Oi, bruv.
It was so, like, I could not get over it, like, for the first, like, half hour. Also, it was 2.5 hours long.
Jesus.
And, like, there was an intermission. As soon as the intermission hit, I was like, oh, my God, this is the longest, like, school musical I've ever had to, like, sit through or watch or whatever. Like, it's not Broadway. It's a fucking, but, like, some of the, it was good. I'll give it to their credit. Like, they fucking.
I still don't know what Matilda's about.
It's basically, a girl who
British
gets
girl?
British, yes, British. She gets born into this British family with a very annoying, just the most annoying father like I've ever, like this dude was like yelling all of his lines, just like the worst like accent.
And he's not like that in the in the show.
I have no idea. I haven't seen the I haven't seen the Netflix.
Whatever Matilda is.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. And also he kept like falling in and out of his accent, which was insane. Like I was like, how are people following along? Oh yeah, that was another thing. They were speaking in British accents, couldn't understand like 75% of the play.
Yeah, they're British.
Well, they're British. They're terrible British. This is the most Cockney British ever. It's like, I'm Matilda. I'm going to go to school today.
How's your father?
Yeah. Wow. And also the sound was not the best because it's a high school fucking auditorium.
Okay.
So you have that on top of the fact that you can't understand a line that the people are saying. And it was it was long as fuck. But like I will say, the kids that were acting in it as like the school kids or whatever, they fucking killed it. Like every time the kids were, it's weird to say, but every time the kids were on stage, I was like, fuck yeah, dude.
About time.
About fucking time.
Bring them kids back.
Yeah, I'm tired of all these fucking adults. I need some kids.
These British kids.
Yeah. The girl that played Miss Honey was pretty, she was pretty good. And then they had a guy play the Trunchbull. Which I was like,
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what that is.
The Trunchbull. Have you never seen Matilda?
I told you that twice now. I don't know.
Like,
what
even
Matilda
the original
is.
Matilda?
No.
What, Mike? Are you kidding me? With Danny DeVito?
No, I went to Catholic school, dude. I don't know what Matilda is.
It doesn't matter. What, they don't, so did Matilda, apparently.
I grew up on VeggieTales. That's it.
Matilda is a story about a girl who gets born in the wrong family, and she starts like reading books. At a very young age, she gets very smart. By the age of 7, she's reading at like a high school level or whatever. She's like a genius. So she gets sent to this like boarding school. It's like a really like shit boarding school.
Okay.
Like it's mainly shit because the headmaster or headmistress is this like real hard ass like military sort of like. Just like beast of a woman called the Trunchbull. That's what they call her. And in this school, like Matilda, she meets she's in class. Her teacher, Miss Honey, is like she's like the nicest, sweetest like person, and like she really like she's the first person that kind of like looks at Matilda as like, oh my god, you're a fucking genius, because Matilda's family is fucking like, you're an idiot, what, you're reading books? That's what stupid people do. Smart people watch TV.
So it's like, that it's that show Smart Guy. But it's British.
No, it's Matilda.
Okay.
But Smart Guy was based off Matilda. But actually not really. So she's there's a part where she's so smart that she develops
an English accent?
She develops that's actually the dumb part of her. she's so smart that she develops like telekinetic like powers.
What?
Yeah, that she uses to like fucking like throw a carrot in her brother's mouth or fucking do a chalkboard with her mind to scare people. She also does this thing where the Trunchbull takes a girl by her pigtails and like throws her like into like the woods or whatever, and Matilda like telekinetic her powers or whatever.
Her remains back.
She guides her like through the air, and like the girl's like flying, and then she comes back and lands like safely. It's like a big scene in the original Matilda. It's like
how they do that.
It was actually really funny how they did it.
Strings?
No, they so the Trunchbull comes up to the girl, and she's like, because the whole thing is like they have to be uniform. You can't be out of uniform or whatever. And the girl has pigtails, and the Trunchbull hates pigtails. So she grabs the girl by her pigtails and swings her around and throws her. So in the school play, she grabs the girl by the pigtails, and then the lights start flashing. It goes black, and then the lights start flashing, and you see the Trunchbull come up and start spinning around with like a doll. She's spinning a doll, and like she throws it off stage, and then the girl kind of like runs back in and like falls down on the ground. I thought it was really funny. Also, they were having some audio issues there, and it made it even funnier to me. But yeah, so that happens. What else? This is so hard. I never had to explain the movie of Matilda to anybody. I never thought I'd have to. I thought you would have known.
I don't know.
So she has all these telekinetic powers. There's also
a
scene.
You can lie. I'm not gonna fact check.
No, I know. I'm for the listener though. I'm trying to get it factually correct. There's also like another like popular scene.
Who played Danny DeVito?
I don't know. Some fucking kid. I don't know any of the actors. there's a scene where a kid eats Miss Trunchbull's cake that was made specifically for her. Not her ass, Mike.
I ate her cake.
No, he eats her cake, and the Trunchbull, to punish him, is like, well, since you ate one slice of it, now you have to finish the entire cake.
Oh, is that what that fucking gift's from?
I guess.
Fat kid eating chocolate cake?
Yeah.
Is that from Matilda?
Yeah, yeah. That's the Matilda.
I know that scene.
Yeah, so that's from Matilda. And they do that in the play.
They made someone eat a whole cake?
Yeah, well, he's not facing the audience when he's doing it. It's kind of weird.
They should have made him eat a whole cake for 15 minutes.
Well, there's this like a song going on while he's like eating it to kind of like draw your attention away from the fact that he's just kind of like hiding the cake, and then he turns around and it's like the cake is gone or whatever.
Eat the whole thing.
They did a lot of things in there that I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Like there was this one like song where it's like Matilda's first day at school, and like the older kids are like telling him like how shitty like it's going to be or whatever, but they're doing like the alphabet the entire time, and they have this like set piece that's like a gate or whatever. It's like supposed to be the front gates, I guess, of the school, but like the gate has all these like little like squares that are all like different sizes, and while they're singing the song, they're like, A, you'll have to, they say something with A, I don't know. A, aardvark. And then they have an A. They don't say A, aardvark, but they have an A, and they put it in the little spot. And they're like, B, Miss Trunchbull's a bitch. And then they're like, B is in the thing. And it's like, C, she's also a cunt, because they're British. So it's like, C is it.
That's cool to say.
Yes. It was, I thought that was the best part to me, was that song and that like whole little number. The rest of it, and that was like 5 minutes. The other 2 hours and 25 minutes I could have done without. And they also did the scene where, because so they're at the end of the movie, I have to explain it to you.
I know. This is the whole Matilda breakdown.
At the end of the movie, it's my weekend, dude. The end of the movie, there's a scene where basically the Trunchbull stole a bunch of money from Miss Honey, her parents or whatever, and like she's like hoarding it or whatever. Also there's like a thing where it's alluded to the fact that Miss Trunchbull was the one that killed Miss Honey's parents. So there's a scene at the end where Miss Trunchbull's like yelling at the class. She's like, you know,
and a hand falls out of her desk.
No, a
human head,
a piece of chalk goes up on the chalkboard and starts writing like, I know. Yeah, it's like, I know you killed me, and it says her name and everything, and all the kids read along with it, because like Miss Trunchbull's like, these kids can't read, but then like they start reading this like really haunting thing about like
something that children shouldn't be.
Yeah,
you cut my head off.
You cut my, and they're all reading in unison.
Me in a vet. Yeah. And I decomposed for 15 weeks next to my wife.
Yeah, yeah, it's basically that.
Oh my
god. Yeah, and like she runs out everything, but they did the little like chalk moving on the. I thought that was a cool little effect, but yeah, it was a good play. Like, I give props to the.
You wouldn't watch it again.
I would never watch
it
again.
You wouldn't
go back.
No, with your monocle and like, Matilda.
If I did go back, I'd be up in a little balcony seat with a friend of mine, and we'd be just talking shit on it the whole time. You know, but yeah, no, I did give props to the girl that played Matilda, because she had a lot of fucking lines to remember. Like, there's a scene where like Miss Honey's like, what's 5 times 18, and she does it like quick
math.
Yeah, so she rattles off, she's like 10 times 6, 100 times a million, you know, she's doing all these, and she's, you know, quick with all of the shout out to Hanover High School, I guess, for fucking putting on a great performance. Maybe next time, you know, make it a little bit shorter.
Make
you know?
A cooler play. Make it like Judge Dredd.
Yeah, or John Wick, the stage
John
play.
Wick,
you know?
That'd be a good one.
Yeah, right? Scarface.
If you're going to have a school shooting, it might as well be a play.
Yeah. You ever see that video of those kids doing Scarface?
I have.
As
little
like
kids?
Yeah.
That fucking rocks. That's a play. They have popcorn as Coke.
Yeah, yeah.
The little kid shoots him with a shotgun and like waves to his parents.
Yeah.
That fucking rules.
That's awesome. That's the kind of school plays we need.
That's a good play.
You could get away with that kind of stuff. And that's what I was telling like Sarah. I was like, I feel like they could have got away with like maybe more like, you know, on edge sort of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you could have little kids do
blackface,
whatever. Yeah,
what a few kids in blackface, you know.
There's a kid. Yeah.
Also one black person in the play.
It's Britain.
Yeah, well, she had an accent. She was the best. It was Miss Honey.
She,
yeah, it was Miss Honey.
I don't like that.
I was more surprised that they had a guy play a woman in that. I was like, whoa, this is
you should have stood up and just started booing.
Hey Mike, I wouldn't have been the only one, you know, because
me and a couple dads
we were definitely looking at each other like, you see what the fuck is going on here?
Ruining Matilda.
But yeah, the songs, some of those songs could have done without, you know.
Songs sucked. Acting.
Well, it was
sucked.
I get it. Like, you're trying to portray this, like, this, you know, primarily British, like, movie or show or whatever, like, at a, you know, South Central Pennsylvania high school in the middle of, like, nowhere. You know what I mean? But, like, man, drop the accents. You don't have to do the accents. We know. We don't, you know what
I
mean?
Yeah, no one's going to be like, oh, I'm not buying it.
Yeah.
You think that happens in, like, other schools? You think there's, like, a Japanese school doing, like, an American play?
And they're just doing, just like, well, I had a cheeseburger today.
Hello there, partner.
We're in the Wild West there, partner.
Like, I don't like this. They're all holding their eyes open.
They just have tape on their eyes, just holding them open. Yeah, I just thought that was so, like, yeah, just do it in your fucking, and they even did the songs in fucking British accents. Like, they were British accenting the songs. It was like, this is insanity. Like, why are you kids? Like, who's directing this play? Is it a fucking demon? Like, that's like, you have to do it in an accent. And if you don't do it in an accent, Mark, we're fucking killing you.
I've been watching Doctor Who. Get it right.
It's insane. And to do it, it's one thing to do a British accent for like a play that's like, I don't know, half an hour, 45 minutes.
But for 2.5 hours.
Two and a half hours to sustain a fucking British accent. When you're fucking, I don't know, how old are middle school kids? Like 12, 13? I'm asking you because I know you're the expert.
12. I don't know. I think you go to high school at 14.
Really?
All right. 4 years of high school. You graduated at 18.
You graduated at 18?
Yeah.
I graduated at 17.
All right. Well, you went to a technical school.
That's true. Technically, I was smarter than you.
You were.
But yeah, I just was like, damn, like this, I need to have a word with this director and tell her, hey, maybe next time,
knock that off.
Either don't do British accents or don't do a play that's primarily British.
I think the last school play I saw was Anything Goes my senior year.
Was it, were you in it?
No. No, my girlfriend at the time was in it. And she played one of the Chinese people. Two Chinese people. Yeah, I'm fucking racist.
That is pretty racist. But like I said.
And I don't think they had any lines.
Really?
And then when people, it was like.
Well, they did, but you couldn't understand them.
No, my buddy John, he's my cousin, was like the main character. And he has to like shoo them away at one scene. He's like, get out of here. And then he went, ching chong, Pikachu. And he just started saying Japanese shit. Just like, okay. And everyone laughed.
Ching chong, Pikachu.
Yeah, everyone had a good time.
That better be the name of this episode.
Ching chong, Pikachu. Okay. But looking back at it, that wasn't cool.
Yeah. It's funny.
They had rice picker hats, everything.
Right? But it doesn't matter. And like that was in Middletown, right?
Yeah.
This doesn't matter. No one's going to fucking be like, it's not going to make national news that a play in Middletown is fucking saying Ching Chong Pikachu.
10 years ago. Wait, how old am I?
But yeah, so it was a pretty eventful week. It was so funny because like it was me, Sarah's sister, her mom, and Hannah, Sarah's daughter, and like we were sitting there, and like after the intermission, we kind of all took stock as like, are we gonna fucking stay for this entire thing?
Can't leave.
Yeah. What if
she would have had her kid during the musical?
Dude,
she had to play along to not gonna make it awkward. Be like, help! I think I'm having my baby.
She would have to do it in a British accent. But no, she was fucking going through it that whole time. She was telling me during the intermission, she's like, I don't know if it's the music or what.
I don't know if the play sucks. The kid hates it.
She's like, baby is fucking going crazy right now. But yeah, so, and that's another thing that has been going on, that is baby's active, you know?
Well, yeah, it's almost time, dude.
She's kicking around. I feel so bad for Sarah. She's just waking up in the middle of the night and it just like in pain. There's like nothing I can do. I'm like, oh, are you okay? And then just fall back to sleep. Like,
shut up.
Yeah. It's like, can you take it in another room?
Go outside.
Sleep here.
See where they banished women to woods.
But no, it sucks because like, you know, there's literally nothing I can do. Like I feel like just asking like, are you okay, is like making things worse. So I just kind of have to
you just pretend you're asleep.
Yeah, either that or I have to like watch her and be like, well, I'm here. I'll you know,
start punching yourself in the stomach.
Yeah, like, it's like, oh yeah, I know the pain. No, I could never understand the feeling of having your intestines and
rearranged.
Organs moved around and shit. It's weird. I've been feeling the baby in her belly, and it is weird to like feel like, you know, fucking like
a kick.
Yeah, like a little kick
from the inside of someone.
Yeah.
Did you see or that? Like, was it like that movie Alien where you're like,
it's not like that.
Did you back up and crawl into a wall?
No, I started hitting it. I started kicking it back.
You immediately punched her in the stomach. Yeah. What the fuck?
Like, you saw that, it hit me first.
Your stomach kicked me. Something's in there.
But yeah, it's weird to like see it, like, I don't know. She'll like show me her belly, and it's like a different like sort of like.
Is it doing the mummy face? You can see the face, kind
of. No, she. I'm sorry. I gotta stop calling it her and it. Well, I guess that's pretty regressive of me. In hindsight, I don't know. But I have to she'll be like off to one side, and like you can see like and like a some like a thing like protrude. I don't know what it is because you can't really. Well, yeah, it's a baby, but I don't know what part of the baby it is, like if it's its head, if it's her head, or if it's her foot or leg or hand. I don't, how would you know, Mike?
I'm just taking a guess. I'm taking a guess at what's the biggest part of the baby. Probably,
well, it's my baby, so the biggest part is gonna be her booty.
Okay. Her ass.
Yeah, I was gonna say her penis.
Maybe, if you're lucky.
But it's a very weird. This whole pregnancy has been opening my eyes to whole different things. We're too late.
I'm sure there's some state.
You know what's funny is I don't know if I dreamt this.
You
or
were looking up abortion.
No, or if this is deja vu or whatever. But I remember having this exact same conversation with you. And it's you saying, well, abort it, and me saying,
yeah,
I've
been saying that since the day you were like,
No.
I was like, kick her in the stomach.
No, it's the exact, like.
Remember that time you woke up in the middle of the night, and you went outside, and I was like, Manny, Seriously.
It's the exact like back and forth that we just had like a couple minutes ago where
Matilda
it was
Matilda into abortion.
No, where it was you saying, well, you could always get rid of it, me saying, well, we're too late in, and you saying, well, there are places that could do it.
Yeah, I know.
And me saying, you know, I think we had this exact same
simulation.
I'm losing my mind, basically, if you couldn't tell from the weekend I had. I'm fucking being a fucking critic of a high school play.
You turn into a critic?
Yeah, it's weird.
Production... I do it, they'd be like, oh, Mr. Santiago's here. I'm sitting front row.
With a notepad.
I don't think these kids are British at all.
They miss a line, I'm just like, just write it down.
Yeah, just, fuck. I have to check. One star for the Hanover Review.
Yeah. I don't know where the money of the who made this play is going to, or where that money is going to. But going they to made fucking bank. They did three nights and $8 a ticket. I mean, you know, it was packed out.
I think it goes to the school, I would assume. I assume it's like
it better.
Like when they have a football game, concessions and stuff like that.
I don't know. They had some weird concessions that was like buy a
steak.
Yeah, it was like steak from Haas's down the street or whatever.
Wine with your Matilda boy.
Yeah, you could. They did have this cool thing where it was you could buy like a flower or flowers for like some of the actors in the play.
Yeah, my school did that.
I bought all of them for all of the kids.
And you gave them to Sarah because you love her so much?
No, I gave them to the kids. I was like, Sarah, I was like, I'd get these for you, but you didn't just see this fucking amazing play that I just watched.
You were my favorite.
Yeah.
Who is that?
I wanted to meet Matilda.
Wouldn't let me back.
She was standing there. Yeah. And I was like, I don't want to go up to her. I was too nervous.
She
I'm too shy.
Moved her mind. That's cool.
But yeah, so that was my weekend.
Nice, man.
Weekend times. Well, how was your weekend, Mike?
Oh, it was lovely, dude.
What'd you do? You did Rich Voss this weekend?
That's this weekend. I watched Red Dragon.
Ooh, the
Hannibal to Cannibal.
See, I know what that is. You didn't know what the fuck Matilda was.
I'm sorry. I don't think there's a Red Dragon play.
I hope there is.
That'd be fucking pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
Do you see?
Wait, is Red Dragon comes
Red
before
Dragon's right before
Silence
of the
Lambs? Okay.
Here's Mrs. Thompson alive. Do you see? Oh, God.
I haven't seen Red Dragon.
Some kid taped or glued to a fucking chair.
Yeah.
You ever seen Red Dragon?
No. Explain it.
Wow. So, a young Hannibal.
Uh-huh.
No, it
was
funny.
Does he go to a boarding school?
Red Dragon, Red Dragon was pretty good. What I liked, though, so the big there's a reveal in that where the one dude's like writing for the paper is like talking about him. He's like, open your eyes. He's like, oh, I want to look at you. And he's like, I'll staple your eyes to your head. Look at me.
Yeah.
And he shows him this back tattoo.
Yeah, the dragon.
Yeah, he has a sick fucking back tattoo.
Like Yakuza.
Did you see my Facebook status about it?
No.
So I was like, I know I'm an impressionable person because I saw Red Dragon. And now I want that back tattoo. And it's not like a Yakuza tattoo.
Sorry.
I'll show it to you.
I'm so sorry.
You can't even tell it's a dragon.
Yeah.
It just looks like muscles.
I bet a Yakuza tattoo would be a better tattoo.
It probably would.
Get that Romy Rain tattoo, you know, porn star Romy Rain. She's got a fucking big back Yakuza tattoo.
I don't know what that is.
It usually has cum all over it, but
so it doesn't look that good.
It looks even better, actually.
I don't know why they color it in. It's always covered in white.
I don't know. I've always wanted a fucking cool ass back piece, like a dragon or something. It could be a Yakuza tattoo. I have seen that.
Yeah, so I was like, I put it on Facebook, I was like, I want that tattoo, and I was like, also, I want to start putting glass in women's eyes, because it's something the guy does in the movie, he puts mirrors in their fucking eyes.
Yeah.
And my grandma comments on it, she goes, Mike, you don't get a tattoo. It's like, just ignore the glass in the eyes thing.
No,
like,
yeah.
Like, that's fine.
Well, you got to get the tattoo before you start sticking glass in people's eyes.
You have to
so.
Become the dragon.
So if she stops you before you get the tattoo, you'll never put glass in people's eyes. It's good logic by your grandma, old Evelyn. Is that her name?
Let me kill that bug.
Got it.
Did you?
Yeah,
smash
course.
It. Yeah, you got him that time. Hey.
Yeah. Talk about Red Dragon, you know?
I watched Red Dragon. Thought that was pretty good. I watched Lord of the Flies. It's been 2 weeks. I watched Lord of the Flies a week before.
Oh, yeah, it has been. Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Lord of the Flies.
That'd be a good play.
No, but I know what it's about.
That'd be a good play.
It's funny, all these movies you're bringing up, I know what they're about. I just can't believe you didn't know Matilda. I just can't believe you watched Lord of the Flies, Red Dragon, and you don't know anything about Matilda.
ask me another kid thing I should know.
Power Rangers?
Nope, never heard of it.
Really? You know they brought that back.
Did they?
Yeah, I heard it was
Who
really
Who plays
bad.
Danny DeVito?
Danny DeVito, actually.
Oh, look at that.
He's still alive, so he can...
Dude, Lord of the Flies rocked. Start fucking saying I got the conch. I'm talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good times.
That's where they go to an island. It's just kids.
Yeah, the kids.
It's just
survive.
Yellow Jackets or
it's,
Lost
yeah, it's Yellow Jacket.
Or anything that was made.
The kids survive a crash and then they go fucking feral.
Yeah.
How long do you think till you're fucking going feral on an island?
I would die immediately.
Yeah.
No, I would be. I'm the prototype of a feral child.
Yeah, day one. As soon as they're like,
I'm eating you.
As soon as they're like, we need order, I'm bashing someone's head in with a rock. We're all fucked.
Yeah, as soon as it crashes, I'm heading out to the woods. I'm like, you guys are all on your own.
I'm swimming away from the island.
I'm going to be like Donnie from the Wild Thornberries. That's how feral I'm going to be. I'm going to be like,
he's got some weird jungle disease.
Yeah, I'm just going to fucking be.
Yeah, it's
eating.
Jungle fever.
Oh, is that where that came from?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
He only wants to eat black.
That's all they fed him.
Just black people.
yeah, I'm going feral day one.
Yeah.
No sense of order, dude. The plane goes down.
You wouldn't last, dude.
No, I'd probably die in the plane.
Yeah.
I'd probably sink.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to get out of your seat because
I was wearing my seatbelt. Ah, fuck! Why?
You're like, I was the only one wearing my seatbelt. Now I'm stuck.
God damn it, I should have just not wore it. Fucking nerd.
I like wearing seatbelts.
Yeah,
dude. I was thinking about that.
What? You think about wearing a seatbelt?
No, while I was driving, I was like, because I was going to make it a joke about how I like wearing seatbelts because it's like you're getting hugged while driving.
I like using my turn signals.
It's like you're getting hugged by a small person while you're driving, you know?
Slowly getting strangled.
And well, it's not like a slow strike. It's just like a comforting like hug.
It's like my car is like, I got you.
Yeah, it's like, don't worry about it. Drive however fast you want.
Yeah. You can go 100 for all I care. You'll never come out of this thing.
You see that speedometer? That's just a suggestion. Yeah, go 150.
What is a limit?
I love seatbelts. Yeah, wear your seatbelts. It's basically is what we're saying.
We're sponsored by PennDOT.
I'm really tired. I don't know if you could tell.
Yeah, you said you had a long week.
Yeah. That's why
I just woke up from rambling. That's fine. You're not rambling. You were explaining Matilda to me.
I feel like I've been rambling.
Nah, dude. I'm trying to tell you about Lord of the Flies.
Oh, yeah,
Red
Lord
Dragon.
Of the Flies. What was your favorite part of both?
Lord of the Flies, when Piggy dies. Just because
Miss Piggy?
Yeah, Miss Piggy dies.
Oh, shit.
Just because it's so comical to watch someone drop a rock on a fat kid.
Yeah.
And the rock bounces off because of prop physics.
Wait, was it on his head or on his belly?
On his head.
Oh, it would have been so much funnier if it was his belly.
Stop. That movie, off. I was like, I was all into it, and then that rock hits him in the head, and I went.
Really?
I was like, well, he's dead.
Damn.
Did you ever watch that movie?
Lord of the Flies?
Yeah.
I already told you no. I haven't seen
either of
them.
But you know what it's about?
Yeah. I've read the book.
Okay.
We had to read the book in high school or something.
It's just the end of the movie is just they just show up like the military shows up on that island.
Oh yeah,
and the kid's looking at me. He goes, "What are you kids doing?" And he just starts crying, and that's it.
That's funny. I don't know if that's how the book ended.
I don't think that's how the book ends. It's just funny to see some guys like, "Why are you guys like wearing makeup?"
Hey, what are you doing?
You guys turn trans? What's going on? Why are you wearing dresses and face paint?
It's like The Mist. Remember The Mist at the end of The Mist? Where it's like the army comes. It's like,
they're just like, it's good, man. Don't worry about it.
Like, whoa, did you just kill all of these people?
Did you just kill your whole family? You couldn't wait 10 seconds.
Well, guess what? You're going to jail now for the rest
of
your life.
That would suck. I never thought about that.
Yeah, it's literally the military is like, they'll probably kill him. They're like, you just killed your child, this girl, and two old people. Yeah, you're gonna fucking die, dude.
Hey man, that's jail. I don't care what was going on in the background.
Yeah. Apparently that was an ending that was different than the book, and a lot of people that read the book,
what was the book ending?
I don't know, better.
He kills himself, too.
No, I think the book ending was like...
The military doesn't just show up and go, we got it, it's fine.
I think if memory serves me, the book ending was the monsters in the mist was the military, or some, it was, there was some connection to that. But like the, they ended up getting away or whatever. And I think they changed it in the movie to like shock the people that read the book and that came into it, like thinking that they knew the ending. But it ended up pissing off a lot of people, that saw the movie. I thought it was a good ending. I fucking, it's still like an ending that I think about, like when I watch movies with twists, it's like, yeah, but that twist,
yeah,
to that movie.
Kill everybody. And yeah. Then like, you didn't kill never mind, if I would have waited.
You didn't kill your love interest, your son, I think it was your son, and then two just like friends that you made. And then go to kill yourself. Well, no, you didn't have enough bullets to kill yourself.
Yeah.
But then like right after you shoot your son, you're fucking.
And that's how he became the Punisher.
Oh, yeah, because it was the same guy.
Same actor.
Thomas Jane.
Yep.
He went off to star in the
Punisher. Nice backstory.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just like the military showing up like, where are you kids acting like this? It's like, dude, they've been gone for like a month and a half. You're just like,
did the military show up and they were like, what are you guys doing? What is this, some kind of Lord of the Flies? And they look
like
at the camera.
Lord of the Flies situation? And he makes a face at the camera and credits while the kid's crying on the ground. He just looks at him like, yeah, you're a fucking idiot. It's like, what's wrong with you?
Well, they're kids.
I know, but it's like,
they don't know any better.
I just like that concept of them being like, those kids have been missing for presumably months at this time.
Yeah,
I don't know how long it's been. One of the comments on YouTube's like, they've only been missing for an hour 20. The movie's like an hour and a half.
Yeah, that's funny.
It was a good joke. But they see him like that, and they're just like, you guys are all weird. I figured you'd be normal. It's like, no, you left children in the woods.
Well, they didn't leave them in the woods.
Oh.
Fucking got stranded in there.
Children were stranded in the woods, man.
Yeah. Well, what are you doing?
First thing I did, make dresses. I don't like the...
Really?
No. Fucking tribal outfits.
Interesting. Yeah. I don't know.
So that was my favorite part of Lord of the Flies. Favorite part of Red Dragon. Ethan Hawke calls his kid a faggot.
Whoa.
Loved it.
Whoa. This is a direct quote. Mike's not actually.
That's a direct quote from the movie.
Ethan Hawke?
Yeah.
Renowned actor Ethan Hawke.
Renowned actor Ethan Hawke. To trigger the serial killer.
Nice.
Because the serial killer's mom would call him that because he'd wet the bed.
Well.
And that guy has a knife to his kid's fucking eye. And he's like, I'm going to kill your kid. And his kid pisses himself. And he's like, you little faggot.
Really?
I was like, oh.
Wait, the guy that was holding the knife wasn't the one that was traumatized as a kid?
He was the one that was traumatized as a kid.
And so he called the kid a faggot?
No, Ethan Hawke calls his own kid
a faggot.
A faggot, because he pissed his pants.
And that triggered...
He's trying to trigger the dude.
Oh, he was trying to trigger
him. I thought it'd be so funny if that didn't work.
Yeah.
Because this kid's like, Dad, I'm sorry. He's like, I'll cut your dick off, dude. Now, stop pissing on the ground.
How did he say it? Was he like, what are you, some kind of fag? He like looks him in the eye and says it.
No, he said it very aggressively.
Oh, wow.
Very aggressively, like, obviously his kid doesn't know what's happening.
Yeah.
So it's just like, his kid's like crying more. But ends up triggering him.
Yeah,
I just thought it'd be a good ending if it didn't trigger him. The guy's like, yeah, you're right. He kills his kid.
What are you going to bag it? Yeah, I am.
Oh, gotcha. Surprise, daddy. Like, oh,
what
no.
year was that movie made? That was in...
I'm not sure.
It had to have been like 2000s, like 2008, 2009.
Let's go 2002.
No, really? 2002? I feel like it was later than 2002 because Silence of the Lambs came out. And around that time. Actually, I think Silence of the Lambs came out in the 90s.
2002.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Silence of the Lambs, 1991.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. And then there was another one, too, wasn't there?
I think the other one's just called Hannibal.
Yeah.
I think that's the one where he's eating that guy's brain. I haven't seen that one.
Is that, that's like the origin story of Hannibal, isn't it?
Not sure.
Yeah.
No, because I think that one's after Silence of the Lambs. Because
really?
They changed Jodie Foster's character. This is a movie podcast.
Yeah, we're just talking movies.
We're just talking movies, dude.
I didn't know that. Huh.
But yeah, enjoyed that scene where he's like, I'm going to trigger this killer by saying all the things his mom did to fuck him up. I'm going to say it to my kid.
Interesting.
Which I think would be cool if his kid grew up to, you know, murder women.
Yeah.
His dad said that to him. He's like, no, I was trying to save your life.
Was it the Red Dragon that was holding the knife up, or was the Red Dragon, who's the Red Dragon? The Red Dragon is what's his face?
Some dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of dumb.
What do you want him to be? You want him to be a fucking monster?
I want him to be some kind of recurring character in the series.
He's disfigured. He had a hair lip.
Oh, that's why they call him
that's
dragon.
Why he's like, don't look at me. And besides the hair lip, pretty decent looking dude.
Who was it?
Fuck.
You don't know?
Jamie, look this up. No, I don't know actors.
No, oh, I always do that when I'm watching a movie. I'm like, who is that guy? How do I know him? Well, that's interesting. I have no like point of reference for Red Dragon or any of those sort of Silence of the Lambs.
Ralph Fiennes?
Ralph Fiennes, you mean?
Is that how you say it?
Yeah, he also played Voldemort in the Harry Potter movies.
Well, yeah, it was Voldemort.
And he was...
disfigured in the Harry Potters.
He was a Citizen Kane, I think, or Schindler's List, one of those.
Schindler's List.
Yeah, I think it was Schindler's List.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at it.
Yeah,
he had a hair lip, and he was like, I'm horribly disfigured. And like everyone in the movie's like, that's an attractive looking man.
He is a pretty good looking man.
Besides that hair lip, they're like, that guy's pretty fucking good looking.
I thought he'd get you.
Yep.
Did you like it? You liked the Red Dragon?
Yeah, dude, I thought it was pretty good.
Which one did you like better, Red Dragon or Lord of the Flies?
That was a good one. Red Dragon, just because it wasn't children acting the whole time.
Oh, yeah, children
there's
actors.
So much children actors, like, okay, you can have one or two, but you can't have an entire cast.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I saw a whole stage play
Let me tell you about
children
play
actors, and most of them were pretty good.
I was like, there was like three in that movie. I was like, okay, that's believable. And then like the other ones, I was like, I hope they get killed off first. And they didn't.
I just watched a movie last night, actually, that had some pretty good child actors in it. There's only two of them, though, which is
But I can't tell you the movie or where I watched.
No, it was Cocaine Bear. On Peacock.
You saw our buddy Scott.
Yeah, I did. I got very excited when I saw him. I was like, oh, look, it's Scott.
He's like, hey, Manny.
He gets killed. It's actually very bizarre seeing like someone you know
get murdered in a film.
Get like mauled. Not just murdered, just like mauled by a fucking bear on cocaine. That movie is actually pretty good. I really enjoyed it. It was like funny, but like also like it was very gory.
It's about a bear killing people.
Yeah, it was good, though. Some of the CGI was not that good, but... It was good.
That's cool.
Yeah. Dude, I wanted to talk about this. It's another like...
Me boxing?
No. Oh. There's a TV show on Amazon Prime. It's Freevee, I guess. So you can watch it for free, but like you can watch it through Amazon Prime. It's called Jury Duty. Have you ever seen this or heard about this? Have you seen this?
No, but I know the guy who used to live at this house just got a summons for Jury Duty.
Oh, really?
No, you do have mail.
Yeah, I know.
I just wrote does not live here on the envelope. But part of me is like, I should throw this out. See what happens.
Yeah. Well, it's probably nothing.
That just goes to jail.
It's not your fault.
Should have changed your address.
This show, I recommend watching. It's actually pretty good.
That would be mail tampering. I'm not going to do that.
What, writing?
Throwing that guy's mail out. That's a federal offense.
I already threw it out. Who's going to know? Unless people
are one mailman listener.
Unless people are listening to this podcast. Other than people listening to this podcast, who else will know?
What?
this show, it's a reality show. It's about this like court proceeding that's going on, and it's about this jury that has to like, you know, kind of decide or whatever. But like the hook of the show is everyone on the show is an actor except for one guy who thinks he's just on like a show about like a documentary about juries.
What is this, the Joe Schmo show?
It's basically the Joe Schmo show, but
did they just film Jury Duty? But everyone's an actor except one dude.
That's what I just said, dude.
Well, I'm saying is it actual like an actual case?
No. It's all fake. They're all actors. Even the defendant and everything is like an actor. It's funny too because like it's in L.A., so they have you know the actor James Marsden.
No.
He played Cyclops in the X-Men movies.
Okay.
He was in the Sonic movies.
And that guy doesn't know that he's sitting next to Cyclops.
Well, the whole thing is it's in L.A., and since James Marsden is an L.A. actor, he got called to do jury duty.
So this dude's just like, whoa, I'm in fucking jury duty with all these famous people?
No, it's just one famous guy, James Marsden. But he uses that as like, because they're trying to get out of jury duty. So like his way of trying to get out of jury duty is to be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna like.
I'll shoot you with my laser eyes.
No, he's like, I'm gonna get like I hired paparazzi to come in and like take pictures, so like you know it gets me out of jury duty, because if they know like I'm a famous actor, like they're not gonna have me do jury duty or whatever. It's like a whole like plot line or whatever that he's trying to get out of jury duty, but he can't get out of jury duty, so then he tries to get into jury duty, but he ends up being like an alternate in jury duty. It's really good. You remember a stand-up comic named Mekki Leeper?
I do know Mekki, yeah.
He's in the show. Yeah, he plays one of the jurors. Like
look
one
at
of,
him.
One of the actor jurors or whatever.
Look
it's
at Mekki.
It's so funny, though. Like, because it's like they...
Remember when Mekki distanced himself from Shane after Shane's whole little SNL thing?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
he wanted no parts.
That's funny. Well, he got a part in jury duty. Also, Kirk Fox. I don't know if you know the comic Kirk Fox. He's also in it. He plays one of the jurors or whatever. But, like, it's cool because, like... This, like, watching it, like, you realize, like, this would not have worked as a show if they had picked, like, a different, like, schmo, you know what I mean? Because the guy that they got is, like, the nicest dude ever, you know what I mean?
Retarded.
No. He's, like...
Ooh, I got a story, then.
He's, like, the nicest, like, dude, like, he's... I mean, everything, like, he gets thrown at him, he just, like, kind of takes in stride, and, like, there's a few points where he's, like, this is, like, out of a movie, or this is, like, a reality show or
something. Of a comic book. Where have I heard that?
But it's like it's eight episodes long. It's like 30 minutes long episode. You have to watch ads, but like, I would recommend it. And like the last episode is like a behind the scenes, like how they did everything. Because like on the second to last episode, they pull him up onto the stand because he's the like
four. Like, you're going to jail. And he's like, what's that? What is
No, he becomes like the four person. So like he's the one that has to like read the. We the jury find the defendant. So the judge is like, I want you to come up here and sit. And he comes up and says, and he's like, this is all fake. And the guy's like, what do you mean? What's going on? And then the last episode, like the producers and stuff are just like taking him around and showing him how they did everything. And they show like all this like
that shit's terrifying.
It's like terrifying.
I don't
but it's
like shows like that.
Yeah, but it's very like. Like some of the stuff that they had to do, like there's this one part where they, where Mekki's character, he has to like, cause he's like a nerdy guy. So like he has to like have sex with one of the other jurors, and like he's doing like a video of it. But like he doesn't want to cheat on his girlfriend, so like he's like, oh, I'll just like go inside and I'll have James Marsden jump on the bed next to me. So it will be like I'm like thrusting, but not really like penetrating or whatever. I don't know. The logic behind it was like so weird. And then there's another thing where there's a James Marsden because they get sequestered. That's how they keep the show going. And sequestering the jury is just like you hold the jury. Like you don't really let them go home or anything.
Yeah.
Like you get a hotel and they have to like be locked up or whatever. So like there's a part where. The dude that they're the schmo that they're getting, he goes into like James Marsden's room and like there's James Marsden just like took the biggest shit ever in his toilet and like they have to call maintenance to come fix it and James Marsden's like, yo, can you say it was you and not me because you know I don't need it getting onto TMZ that I'm, you know, James Marsden just took this massive shit in this toilet or whatever. So the guy has to, he's like, oh yeah, it was me. Like the maintenance guy's like, who, you, this was you or whatever. It's really good. I'd say watch it. You got some time? Fucking check
sounds,
it out.
Sounds dumb, dude.
It's what?
Sounds dumb.
It's good. Maybe my explaining it wasn't that good, but it's very good. If you liked.
I've been watching Black Summer.
If you like, really? Yeah, yeah. That's nothing like that.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be about grilling. It's not.
Black Summer, I will say, Black Summer has one of the best like pilot episodes of like any TV show I've seen since like Lost or like Breaking Bad.
Enjoy the first episode. Now I'm like, I don't know if I like this.
Yeah. The first episode's great. The rest of it is kind of, you could like, kind of live without it. Whatever. But it's, have you ever watched the show Z Nation?
No.
So apparently Black Summer is a prequel series to that show Z Nation.
Okay.
So if you want something else to watch, Z Nation's actually pretty good too. It's a good twist on the whole zombie genre. I won't spoil it for you, but it's pretty good. Right.
They get their own nation.
There's also a zombie baby in the first episode, which is fucking awesome.
Zombie baby's the name of the movie.
Watch Jury Duty, dude. You would love it.
Too busy.
Cause see Mekki, on the big screen and be like, you fucking traitor. But anyone listening, you want to fucking watch that? Watch anything that we talked about today? This is just a watch podcast.
This is like, hey, if you guys are this is what we're watching. This stuff happens. Tell you about some other stuff.
What else?
Tried to, so I called the boxing gym I was looking at.
Right? Yeah.
I call him up. Super old dude answers the phone. He's like, yeah, man. I was like, hey, I was like, I'm calling about boxing. He was like, all right, what do you need? An old black dude. And I'm like, can you just like tell me like what a class is like? And he's like, class, man, you know, class. He's like, it's boxing, man. He's like, one on one. You ain't never seen Rocky? And I was like, oh, I've seen Rocky. I just didn't know what like the whole facility is like. Go in, they're punching cows and chasing chickens.
Oh, nice, you know, cool.
Just like the movie.
Nice.
I go, that's a good boxing gym. I go into that, and the guy's like, and he's like, this is like a professional boxing gym. There's one dude there.
That's how professional
like,
it is.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, dude, it's pretty. Yeah, he's like, yeah, our youngest trainer is 63. He's like, the rest of us are way older. Like,
how old was the guy you were talking to?
I didn't think he was 63. Dude, black does not crack.
I was going to say, you're making this guy sound like he's in his 30s or something.
This guy might have been 95. And he's nice. Just like, I'm older than 63. And I was like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck? And he's like, yeah, you got to fill out an application. I was like, all right, they're not going to accept me.
No one's so. Boxed. Yeah, of course they will accept you.
No, they won't.
They only got one fucking. That's probably an off day. What was it today?
Yeah.
That's probably why. It's like Mondays. Mondays aren't for boxing, dude.
He's like, this boxing gym's been closed for 29 years.
Yeah, there's no, boxers in here. It's only one boxer. So
hopefully I pass my application.
Well, now, did the trainer, was he wearing a wife beater and had a little mustache?
No, he was wearing that hat that Mick wears.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think that's like a staple in boxing. If you like,
yeah, you have to wear that.
You coach or anything like that, that's like the chef hat.
Yeah.
You got to have that hat.
Got to have that
hat. You got to wear sweats. God, you got to be like, all right, young fella.
You got to have a towel draped over around your neck.
Now, how old are you, young man? I'm like 31. He was like, 31. God damn, dude. What? You ain't got to be no fighter. He's like, all right, dude.
He's like, don't you got to go to school or something?
Yeah, don't you have like a family or something to get back to? And I'm like, no, I don't.
So are you not going to that boxing gym then?
I have to get accepted, dude.
What? Why? What's wrong with jiu-jitsu? Isn't that what you wanted to do? To be like one of those cool kids that are doing jiu-jitsu now?
I quit that. Did I tell you that?
No, you did, but... What makes you think boxing is going to be any different?
Well, it's not grappling. What, you think I'm going to quit boxing?
Yeah, of course.
I quit everything in my fucking life. That's what I do. I'm a quitter.
So what's the point of fucking joining a boxing
passing
gym?
Passing times, so I don't fucking blow my brains out.
There's other ways to pass time that are a lot less expensive and less fucking...
It's not that expensive.
How much is it?
$50.
A month?
A month.
What?
It's not expensive at all.
That is...
Well, maybe for a poor person like you?
No, I'm saying, how is this gym making any money at all?
If they're charging one dude.
50, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So they're making $100 potentially, potentially if you get accepted.
Man,
they're making $100. That's there's there has to be. Are you sure this is a boxing gym and not some kind of front?
Well, it's inside a Goodwill. And he's like, I rent that room out to a
it's
judo
just some
school.
Guy's house. You go to his
dude,
like,
I walked in, he was
$50.
Like, he's like, I rent this room out to a judo guy. There's a bunch of fucking mats on the ground and like a judo poster.
There's no boxing ring?
There was two boxing rings. And he's like, we have the boxing ring in the back. That's where we put on shows. And he's like, this guy over here teaches mixed martial arts. He's in the hospital right now, though. And I was like, that doesn't sound good at all.
Why boxing, though? That's to go back to the original question. Why boxing?
Just register my hands, dude. Lethal.
But come on, let's be honest. You're gonna do it for like maybe like 3 months and then you're gonna be like,
and kill my opponent. Like, I gotta
no,
stop.
You're gonna let me rephrase. You're gonna barely do it for 3 months and then you're gonna be like,
no.
You know what, it just wasn't for me, it's just too much.
I'm just tired from work and all that.
Yeah. It's working, going to boxing, it's just not working for me.
We're gonna try, dude. If we quit, we quit.
And then what?
I'll be like, I got some fencing now.
Yeah, you're gonna have another.
Yeah, why get into that?
Why?
And then I'll quit that.
Why not
I'll
just like
into,
I don't know?
I'll pick up basketball.
Go. Why don't you just go to like the gym, like the regular gym?
I go to the gym.
The boxing gym.
The boxing gym.
I'm saying like a regular like you know Planet Fatness or LA Fatness, you know.
Or, I'm trying to think of one for Crunch. There's
Crunch Fatness.
Crunch Fatness. you can just replace fitness with fatness.
Yeah. That's another, like, why something physical? Just because you want to try and get in shape?
Yeah, dude. Well, that, and I'll, you know, learn how to box. That comes in handy. I got to fucking throw a punch.
I don't think anymore.
You don't think?
I mean, not with people doing jiu-jitsu now.
Just don't let them touch you.
You got to have some real good reach. And
I got
I'm
reach.
Looking at your arms. I don't know, man. I feel like I got more reach than you.
I don't know. Do you know what your reach is? Do you want to walk towards each other with our hands out?
Yeah, let's joust first. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, now that everyone's doing jujitsu, I feel like boxing is kind of fallen by the wayside.
I know some jujitsu. So if I get taken to the
but
ground,
you can't.
I go, ha ha. You didn't think I knew this, but I do. But now watch me uppercut you.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like, oh, my God, an uppercut. I've never seen that before.
You could just take jujitsu and learn jujitsu and some boxing in jujitsu.
So
they
should learn mixed martial arts.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, right, just learn MMA.
Well, when I quit boxing, I'll fucking learn MMA. And then I'll become champion. I'll stop. I'll fucking do something else.
Is that the goal? Is that you don't want to just get in shape? You want to become a fucking boxer or MMA fighter or something? I just don't.
If you want to be good at any of that stuff, you have to start way young.
Yeah. I just hate now.
I don't think that's a thing where people are like, you know what, I'm gonna start mixed martial arts at 31. Yeah. Like world heavyweight champion.
Actually, we know people that have started MMA at late ages and have gotten into, you know, some shit. Not become
what
champion.
What late ages?
Not champ, like 30s, in their 30s. You know what I mean?
Who?
Pat George. Shout out Pat. He's got into
MMA. Pat's not in the UFC. What the fuck
I'm
are you
saying,
talking
I'm
about?
I'm saying, though, like to get into MMA and not become
he's
like.
He's not doing MMA. He's doing jiu-jitsu.
It's a mixed martial art.
It's not the same.
It's a martial art, okay? That's
there's
semantics.
There's a difference between grappling
and getting
punched in the mouth while you're grappling.
All right, that's beside the point. No, what I'm saying is you can become like a, you know, white or however many belt, black belt, purple belt, or whatever.
You can start martial arts late.
Yeah.
I know that.
But
I'm
saying to become champion is not, that's, yeah, of course you have to.
You can't compete at a high level starting that late.
Yeah. But you can get into it at a late age and get some sort of ranking or whatever.
People in my jiu-jitsu class were like 58.
So why don't you just do that?
Because I quit.
So that's the whole point I'm trying to make here. It's like, why wouldn't
I have to stand outside the window and look in and go, damn, I should be in there.
What makes you think this boxing thing is gonna stick?
It's not. Maybe.
So why do it in the first place?
Just to say I did it.
You already did it before and
it
didn't work
again.
And it didn't work out.
My coach was retarded.
Oh, and you think this 63-year-old
he's
is
not
gonna...
retarded, dude. He seems like he's gonna teach me some stuff. He's like that guy from The Shining.
I don't know, based off that phone call, he sounds pretty retarded.
He was like, do you like ice cream, Mike? I was like, yeah, I do.
I don't know, Mike. I just feel like you're throwing away your $50, your hard-earned
$50.
On
I guess I'll have to host an open mic one time this month.
It's so weird to me that you would be like, oh, you know what? I need to get active.
I'll do capoeira.
I tried, you know, jujitsu.
I might break dance.
It didn't really work out. Maybe try boxing. Let's do boxing. No, I tried boxing before. It didn't really work out. But maybe I'm going to try it again. This time it's going to be different.
Yeah. I got an old black man coach.
I don't know. I don't think it's going to work. As your friend, Mike, as your only best friend, I don't think it's going to work, dude. I do know, because I know you.
You don't know.
I know you.
I'll show up to your baby shower and fucking uppercut your brains out.
Yeah, right,
like,
dude.
Rock 'em, sock 'em, robots. Your fucking head will come off.
Dude,
your body.
First off.
I'm like, bet you didn't know I could do that. Watch the footwork.
First off, baby shower's in 2 weeks, so you're not going to get that much training in boxing.
I might. I won't find out if I get accepted until next week. So I'll have a week of training. Train hard, dude. I've been drinking raw eggs in preparation.
Yeah.
No punching or jogging, just eating eggs.
Yeah, okay. Who you been eating out?
Huh? No one.
It's eggs joke.
Eggs joke.
You eating out some chickens?
Yeah, dude. I replace a chicken nest with my mouth. Just wait for them to lay eggs.
You chase the chicken around?
I go.
Chase the chicken around? Not choke the chicken. Chase the chicken.
I chased the chicken today, actually.
Oh, yeah?
I went to Giant. I bought a rotisserie chicken.
What's his name?
What's her name? Yeah, he yelled that the other night.
Really?
Playing pool.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his go-to, I guess.
Inside baseball. I'll tell you about it then.
Listeners of the cast know.
Had an interesting experience at Target, Manny.
I don't care about anything other than you getting into boxing.
Yelled at a retarded guy. You don't want to hear about that? All right, that's fine. We'll talk about boxing.
Did you tell this retarded kid that you were going to box him?
I was like, see me in 2 weeks, dude. Give it 2 weeks.
See me when I had my training. See me when I'm running up the Philadelphia Art Museum steps.
Play the song.
It's not going to last.
I'm running up my basement steps.
I appreciate your drive to try a thing. Because I wouldn't say a new thing, because it's not a new thing.
It was a new thing.
It's not a new thing. You've done it before.
Done
it
twice.
But this time.
This time, third time's a charm.
This time is going to work out.
Third time's a charm, dude.
I just can't wait for a couple months from now. You're just like.
When you're like, how's boxing? I'm like,
boxing? I quit that 3 months ago.
I ain't doing that, dude.
I didn't even get accepted.
Like, yeah, they turned my application
down. All right, tell me about this retarded kid.
Manny.
What were you? Did you wake up one morning and look in the mirror?
Yeah, I quantum leaped. I was like, I'm retarded?
Scott Bakula.
Buy my nephew a gift card from Target.
Mm-hmm.
$60 gift card.
Whoa, okay. Big spender.
Big spender. Hey, happy birthday. Get whatever game you want. Kind of. You can't really. The games are $70.
Well, some games.
Next day, he texts me, hey, cards don't work. These cards work. I go, what? He's like, yeah, none of them work.
Oh, probably because I stole them.
yeah, I cashed them in. I was like, that's weird. It's so weird that would happen. I'm playing Dead Island, too. He's like, do you have the receipt? And I was like, no. You know, I was like, give me the cards. I'll go to Target. We'll figure out what's going on.
Always save the gift. Always save the receipts on a gift card.
Yeah, found that out. Manny.
That's elementary, Mike.
Found that out. Trust me, I fucking got real smart with a manager about that. Where they're like, the activation code's on the receipt. I was like, well, then why would it be an option to not get a receipt? Yeah. They're like, oh, they shouldn't have did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they did. So, go in. Customer service on the left.
Oh, thank you for telling me.
Yeah, you go to Target. Customer service is on the left. You walk in. If you're looking for customer service, it's by the bathrooms.
Okay.
This lady's very busy. This lane's open. Retarded guy working.
And what direction was that in reference to the lady?
From the left? 5 paces south.
Okay. They have 5 paces?
5 paces.
How big of a customer service desk was this?
It's very small.
It seems pretty big if it's 5 paces.
It's 5 steps.
5 steps is take you. How big were your strides? How big are strides?
My strides? Huge. I clear all Target in four steps. I'm leaps and bounds.
Okay. Gotcha. You're really painting a picture.
Yeah. Paint more of a picture. Dude working. Retarded.
What kind of retardation was it?
What kind of retardation?
Autism?
His head and arm made an X.
His head and arm.
So his head was cocked completely to the left.
Uh-huh.
And his arm was up across the chin doing the Scary Movie 2 hand.
Now, are you sure he was retarded and not just craning to see someone off in the distance?
Well, when he looked at me, he went, ah! So, yeah, I'm going to assume.
Are you sure he was retarded or not just making fun of you?
He's like, this guy thinks he can box.
Yeah. He's like, is this how you're boxing?
Like a southpaw? A little rope-a-dope.
You know what's funny is everyone listening knew what motion we just made with our hands.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Put on fake, dude. He sounded like a plane dive bombing. If you sound like you're yawning when you're talking, you shouldn't have a job in customer service. That's all I'm saying. Anytime you you don't get to be in customer service. Sorry. Yeah. I go up to him. Hey, man, these cards don't work. Like, yeah, I bought them yesterday. I don't even know what the fuck he said. Like, I bought them yesterday. I don't have a receipt. I was like, I can tell you what lane I was in. I can show you my bank statement and be buying it. I can tell you what time it was. I can tell you who was working. I don't have a receipt.
I feel like I
swear to God, dude.
I feel like you're playing it up a little bit more than what it actually was.
I swear to God.
I feel like this guy was talking to you normal.
No, he was not talking to me normal. I promise you. I got to the point.
Let's get a target right
fucking,
now.
Go ahead.
Let's get him on the cast.
Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. I got so fucking. I ripped the cards out of my father's fucking hand. I was like, all right, dude.
I bet that was pretty hard.
Yeah. Fucking real easy, dude. I could have blew him out. Could have did that. Gone. No grip. To the point I walked away. I was like, thanks, retard. Like, called
him
retard. Yes.
Oh, my God, dude.
That's how bad it was.
You're a piece of shit.
I'm a fucking ass, dude. I don't care.
Jeez.
Don't give a shit. They shouldn't be in public.
Wow, dude.
That's my stance.
They shouldn't be in public?
My stance. They shouldn't have jobs. They should have one job. Fuel for a crematorium.
Oh, my God.
Them. Don't let them work public jobs.
Oh, my goodness. What about not even greeter at Walmart?
No.
What?
I don't want to look at them.
Jesus. I know I'm laughing, but that's because I'm I'm just trying I'm trying to soften the blow a little bit to the listener.
No, dude.
That just had to listen to it.
And you call me an asshole. I don't.
I did. I called you a piece of shit.
Don't give a shit. They shouldn't have jobs. Get a check from the government. Stay the fuck home.
Wow.
I hate it.
All because he wouldn't return your gift.
All because
card?
He wouldn't be like, his cards work. Wow, so what a great audience. None of that happened.
So did you not? You just took the loss.
I go to electronics.
Yeah.
I find a normal person. Hey, man, I went up front. I was like, your customer service guy is retarded. And he goes, I know you're talking about. He fucking didn't even. He was like, yeah, sorry about that.
Talking about Billy.
And I was like, I don't have the receipt for this. I was like, is there anything you do? And the guy goes, this happened to me before. He's like, I'll call a manager back here. We'll take care of you.
Calls the manager.
Manager goes, it's that guy. He goes, oh, you thought he was saying
that. Hey, Mike, it's
who's
me.
Who's retarded now?
Hey, how'd I know your name? We all know your name. Yeah. That's crazy.
317 matchsticks. What? There's no matchsticks. What are you talking about?
That's how many I'm going to use to burn your house down later.
That's when Wapner comes on. 5 o'clock.
Damn, so, dude.
Manager comes back.
Yeah.
What's the problem? Hey, yeah.
You're telling the same. Retarded guy.
I go, you have retarded people working. And they're like, yeah, we know. I explain the situation.
So what is that called when you have to hire them? Like hire... diversity or
it's
whatever.
It's not diversity. Diversity is... Oh, it might be.
Yeah, it's like... I forget. They have diversity hire.
Is it diversity hire? Dude,
if
you apply to a job...
If I? Me? If,
say you apply...
Manny Santiago?
Say Manny Santiago has to get a new job to feed this baby.
I do, actually. That's okay. Coming up pretty soon.
You put in your application. It's not an application for a boxing gym. It's an application.
Yeah.
For a nice job.
Yeah, yeah. At Target.
And they call you. They go, Manny, you didn't get it. Like, sorry, we hired someone else. And you go to Target, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Well, I wouldn't think I lost the job to that guy.
No, I'm saying honestly, in this situation, you lost the job to that dude.
Well, honestly, I'd be like, well, at least I don't have to work with this guy.
Yeah.
So, see, I'm a glass half full kind of guy. I'm like,
that guy's glass is half full of fucking spit. It's fucking horrible.
And he just threw it. He basically threw it in my face.
No, he wasn't throwing anything, dude.
It's funny
if
that
I have to give you my gift card and you got to hold it with your fucking teeth. You shouldn't be in customer service.
It's funny that they put him in customer service.
Dude,
they
always do that.
Of all jobs have.
If you're disabled or handicapped, and I'm not saying like they can work. This is obviously just me being frustrated. They can have jobs.
Whoa, you completely changed around. Mike, rewind the tape. You said I don't want them out.
They can have jobs. I don't want them to have jobs, but they can have them.
You said I don't want them to be out of their house.
I think they should be locked in a fucking box. I think as soon as you fucking your arm starts curling up like that, the doctor should be like, "Yep, sorry about this."
Okay.
Shotgun outside of a hospital. Save you some fucking time. But they can have jobs. Now, for some reason, and I'll give you another example of this, they put them on jobs they can't do.
Yeah, no, I do see that.
My example giving.
Yeah, the customer service.
Well, that.
That's the worst job.
One time, Great Escape. Yeah. Forget what movie we were seeing.
Oh, yeah, the Claw Hand guy.
Claw Hand guy, yeah. Ripping tickets.
Honestly, though, that's a pretty good job for a guy who does claws for hands. What else is he going to do? Fucking mix popcorn?
I don't want him touching my ticket.
Was he going to fucking give you a ticket?
He's like, can I see your ticket? Let me fumble around with it. It's like, no, dude. Just fucking, hey, look, I got it. I'll rip it myself.
I will disagree with you that guy was actually in the perfect job for someone who has claws for hands to be ripping things apart.
And you're a piece of shit for thinking that.
That's a perfect job for him.
They weren't claws.
You're a piece of shit for thinking he shouldn't be working at all.
I didn't give him the ticket and he went, snip? That's not how it worked.
No, he pulled him apart.
He struggled to pull him apart.
Okay, well, he didn't struggle.
He did.
It wasn't much of a struggle.
He struggled.
He fucking ripped those.
He wasn't ripping
them. It's his job. It's his only job.
He wasn't ripping them.
I feel like you could have made a better example.
That's a good example.
I don't think that's a good example.
The dude with fucked up hands ripping
the
tickets.
The dude with claw hands.
Ripping tickets.
Ripping tickets. Yeah, just listen to that sentence. The dude with claw hands was ripping
claws,
tickets.
Manny?
Were they clamps?
Yeah, basically.
Was he Rodrigo or whatever?
Fucking, yeah.
What's his name from Futurama?
Clamps.
Oh, yeah.
His name was Clamps.
Oh, yeah, that's it. He gives him the clamps.
No, dude, they shouldn't have jobs. So, manager, hey, here's the situation. And she goes, do you have a receipt? And I said, no. She goes, yeah, I can't do anything about that. And I'm like, you can't look up like my card? You can't do any of this? She's like, no. Yeah. It's like, you can call Xbox. And I was like, oh, what happens when I call Xbox and they tell me to come back here? She goes, well, sir, you know, there's no way to look that up. And I'm like, I can show you I purchased it. I can tell you what line I was in. I was like, I was like, this lady Wendy was working. She goes, no one works here by that name. I was like, first, no one in this whole store.
There hasn't been a Wendy here in 20 years.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. She's like, Wendy died 30 years ago today. I was like, whoa. She's like, no one works here by that name. And I was like, I was just here yesterday. I saw the name tag, and I was like, I studied it pretty hard because I was in line for 30 fucking minutes.
Yeah.
I saw the name Wendy. And they go, well, she must have been wearing someone else's name. So I was like, okay, so someone here is named Wendy, correct? Well,
all right, Mike, I will say that I completely sympathize with your plight of spending money on a gift card and not
and being not able getting to, my money.
But I also have to kind of defend.
You're still on the retarded thing.
No. I still have to defend like Target or whoever you bought that from, because gift card scams are like a real thing. And I'm sure you were like the sixth person that day that came in with that. And I know that yours is legit, but you understand,
like, I'm like, I can give you all the proof you want.
Yeah, I'm sure all of those scammers can do that too.
Like, you can see me buy this at 1:45 yesterday.
Yeah,
you can check the tab. So I can tell you what line I'm at. I can tell you who's in front of me.
I'll show you my bank statement.
I said that. Yeah. I was like, I can show you my bank. They're like, no, we need the receipt.
Damn, that's crazy.
And I was like, okay, cool.
But I'm saying that's probably why they couldn't do anything about it.
I get that it's a scam.
Yeah,
but also I think you can look up my card. You can be like, hey, yeah, there was a purchase here for this.
But it's like, I don't know.
Also, I think you could scan the card and be like, oh, yeah, it was never activated.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know. I just feel like that they should have just, it would have been much easier to just give you like another $60 card than to go through all this like runaround anyway. Do you know what I mean? Because obviously, like, after all this, like, you know, I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to like see it both ways, but like,
just give me $60 and I wouldn't be bashing retarded people.
That's what I'm saying. To go like this hard at it, I feel like a scammer probably wouldn't have been going through so much.
Wouldn't I just feel like, come on, man, I bought
this. Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, here's like specific facts.
Yeah, and I feel like Target isn't going to really take a big loss losing $60.
Yeah, so she goes, no one here works by that name. And I was okay, well, I saw the name tag. And I was like, it was old lady glasses. And they're like, nope, it's not a person.
Yeah, it's not a person. That's not a real person. You made it up. It's imaginary.
Okay, cool. And they're like, yeah, they're like,
they're just gaslighting you.
Basically. They're like, we can do a follow-up, but yeah, there's really nothing we can do.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, you enjoy your day. And I was like, okay. I was like, we're going to do a follow-up. She's like, I'll do a follow-up. I was like, all right, cool. She goes, all right, well, see ya. And I was like, you don't need my name or my number for the follow-up?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, you can give it. So I was like, you're not going to do shit. Fucking walked away.
Yeah.
Fucking, I had a crowd at this point.
Really?
I was like, yeah, there was a couple people standing behind me. Like, what
damn, see, now if you would have had that boxing training, that would have been
I turned around, I was like, get out of here.
We're like, wait, hold on at least 5 minutes so I can put on my gloves.
Let me wrap my hands. How long have you been working at Target? We're going to be here. Oh, fuck, put them on backwards.
Hold Damn, on. They really hit you with the, there's no one
so
here
I,
by
I,
that name.
I had to go back and be like, hey, sorry, here's $60 more for your birthday.
So you gave your nephew $120.
Yeah, $120, well, yeah, kind of. It's like I gave him $120 and he threw 60 of it out the window. And I was like, that's fine. Still love you.
It's kids for you. You know?
Well, that's what they do. They're a money pit.
I'm sorry that happened, but hearing that
fueled my hate for the disabled.
I mean, not just fueled it. I think it made you a whole damn fucking prejudice towards mentally handicapped.
I really am.
But
I got to do with one leg wrangling carts. I don't get it. I don't get it. Why does it happen?
They got the dude at with no eyes working at the optometrist.
They do.
I heard
we hired a deaf guy at work. There's forklifts. He's constantly almost getting hit by forklifts. I'm like, why is he here?
I heard, because Target was kind of gaslighting you. I heard the best story of someone being gaslit.
Did you talk to fucking anybody in my life?
Yeah, they were talking about you. I actually told it to like Lennon on Thursday. I thought it was because I literally just heard it. But a friend of mine. I'm not gonna say any names because I think they listen. A friend of mine was telling me about one of his friends who's a gay guy, who was he's kind of like mentally not all that, not retarded, just like, you know, dealing with a lot of shit.
Well,
mentally.
He better not have a job.
He actually works at Target.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, I know. Wouldn't that made it worse if that you found
if
out
it
that
was him?
If you found out that mental guy was also gay?
Probably.
But
I don't know what to hate you for.
So he started seeing this guy and. And, like, you know, they've been seeing each other for a couple months. And, a couple weeks ago, I guess, or maybe a couple months ago, this guy, he started swearing that he was, like, hearing things in his house. He's like, I swear, like, I hear, like, you know, like, voices, or, like, I feel like someone's, like, in the room with me. You know what I mean? And, like, his boyfriend was like, yeah, dude, you there's something wrong with you. Like, you need to fucking...
Oh, but there was someone there.
You need to go
time.
See... Don't stay with me.
It started with gaslighting.
Right? Yeah, I know. I probably shouldn't have prefaced it with that.
Yeah.
But,
And it turns out he was paranoid schizophrenic.
Yeah, so he's like, yeah, I think you're hearing stuff. He's like, you should probably go see a therapist or whatever. So the guy's, like, seeing a therapist for, like, weeks. And he's like, I can't... He's like, I'm hearing voices, like, all this, that, and the other. Turns out that... he was hearing actual voices of other dudes that his boyfriend was fucking in his house. And, like, they were just like, he would just like every, like, it was every time he was away from the house, he would come home and there would just be like a gay dude there just getting his fucking ass railed or whatever.
How do you not know that?
That's what I was saying. And, like,
they have to
leave
the house.
They would hide.
Right?
Yeah. They would hide in like
closet
a closet or something.
In the closet. And then they have to come out of the closet.
But my thing was, is like, it's so funny that, like, this dude was like, he's like going
you
to
should
boyfriend's
probably
like,
get yeah. prescribed Xanax or something. Yeah.
He's like, I'm hearing voices.
They should put you on like Percocets. Like, or
yeah,
something.
I think you're fucking crazy, dude. I think you're seeing. I think you're hearing shit.
That's the power.
Could you imagine
that's
that?
The power of that boy pussy.
That is. That's like the craziest thing to me. I can't
Are
imagine
you cheating
being
on me.
That.
You should go get meds.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're going crazy. I would never cheat on you.
I think you're a crazy person.
Me? I would never cheat.
Just
on
Just suck
you.
Dick in the woods. Don't put somebody on Zoloft.
That's insane. I heard that. I started laughing. It's
That's
so fucking
bananas,
funny.
Dude.
Yeah.
Turns out, I thought my house was haunted. I kept hearing ooh.
I kept hearing ooh, daddy, ooh. It's like
some young.
I think it was a kid.
I think it was oh, daddy. Yeah. Oh.
I heard a lot of clapping. I don't know. I guess there was like a play or something. Maybe they were watching Matilda or something.
Happy or something. I don't know about that.
It's my thing was is like the like he felt like there was like people in the room with him and like there was someone in the room with him. Like, could you imagine like
someone's in like my closet?
Yeah,
my bedroom,
and you're just like, man.
And I'm like, it feels like someone's in here. I guess I'm gonna go to sleep. Meanwhile, some dude's asshole's bleeding on your fucking floor. Yeah, fucking. What's this white stain on my rug? I'm like, you fucking need help, dude. What's wrong?
Why does it smell like cum? Do ghosts smell like cum?
I think you're having a stroke. You should go to the hospital. I woke up and my hand was stuck to my cheek. You're hallucinating.
I thought I woke up in the middle of the night and I swear I saw a naked man in the bathroom
was rubbing their balls on my face. But I have been eating before I go to bed.
Yeah, maybe it's
you're
that.
You're probably having a nightmare. Probably shouldn't eat before bed. That happens to me sometimes, too. Sleep paralysis.
Oh, yeah. You got that sleep demon.
Hey, it sits on your chest.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. It's a sleep. You see that sleep ghost, the sleep demon out there.
That's terrifying.
It's
that's terrifying, but also you're an idiot.
It's so funny. Oh, my God. I love that. It's like out of a movie. It's literally out of like a movie or a TV show or something.
I've had, I think, one time in my life where I thought someone was like in the house with me.
And it was me when I lived with you.
No, it's just a weird feeling I had.
It's like, is someone up there?
And this is the beauty of having a gun, is you just go, I have a gun.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm going to start checking closets.
Well, how do you respond to that? It's like, oh, okay,
all right, my bad.
Just let me walk out.
I'm done. Yeah, that's what I would do. If I was in someone's house and they're like, hey, I have a gun and I'm going to start opening doors. I'm like, you got me. I was trying to rob you. I'm sorry.
You run the risk of getting shot anyway.
No, they wouldn't shoot you.
You don't think they would shoot you?
No.
People get shot just by knocking on the wrong door now. Did you hear about that?
Oh, dude. That guy got shot.
The little girls got shot.
The little girl and her dad got shot. No one's really talking about
it. The cheerleaders got shot.
Why aren't people talking about that one?
But yeah, it's very funny.
If you break into someone's house, just walk with your back towards them. They can't shoot you in the back. They'll go to jail.
Really?
Yeah, you can't shoot them in the back.
Hmm. How are you going to break into their house?
Where? Face on your back, walk with a mirror. So give me the fuck.
I'm not going to turn around.
I'm not going to show you my face.
But wait, what if they turn around?
Oh, then you're in a fucking Mexican standoff.
You're in a backwards Mexican standoff.
Yeah, you have two people with their backs turned, pointing guns behind them.
It's like, are you holding a gun at my back? I don't know. I can't tell. My back's turned towards you.
You got to use reflections.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, so that's the whole thing. You're not supposed to. I don't think you're allowed to. You're not supposed to shoot anybody in the back.
I think you should actually, because
that shows that they were retreating, and once they're retreating, your life's not in danger.
Hmm.
I think that's the rule.
You should probably look into that before someone breaks or before you break into someone's house.
Well, here's
house.
What I do: I tackle them, turn around, and shoot them in the chest.
Yeah, but if you're the one breaking into someone's house, maybe look into the whole.
Well, I'm not breaking
shooting
out.
In the back thing.
I'm just saying.
Before you actually,
I'd make gay sex noises because then people just think I'm a fucking ghost.
Like they're just hearing.
Better
things.
Not be anybody in here. Ooh, ooh, ooh,
ow, ow, ow. I don't even know what gay sex sounds like. I've never even heard it.
Well,
so
I just start playing it on my phone.
It's like personal videos that you've taken of yourself.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? Like, comment, subscribe.
I'm gay now.
I'm gay now. That's gonna yeah. But once I quit boxing, I'm gay. And then I'll quit that, and they'll be like, "You can't quit that." Like,
it can't quit you.
Yeah, it can't quit me. It
comes up behind you and hugs you.
I got the belt. We're an hour 20, Annie. Anything?
Hour 20.
Yeah.
Wow, this is a long one, huh?
Yeah, we went on a little rant there at the end.
That's fine. I mean, we went on a rant in the beginning. On a rant in the beginning about Matilda.
Yeah, you had a Matilda rant, and I had a disabled people should be burned rant.
Yeah, I'm glad that we started. Where we started and ended where we ended, honestly.
Yeah. You have anything you want to plug?
Yeah, I got shows coming up in May. Dude, I got a birthday show coming up. Ooh, it's a backyard show. It's actually down the street here at the old Bishop McDevitt. So check that out. It's on at the Bridge. It's on May 13th, my birthday. May 6th, baby shower. So I better see you there. Hey, Mike, be there or be square.
I'm going to bring you some boxing gloves.
Bring me some boxing gloves.
Hang from your rear view mirror.
Oh, yeah. They got to be the Puerto Rican ones, though.
Oh, I think I'm joking.
If you come and you don't have those fucking boxing gloves, Mike, I'm going to tell you to turn the fuck around. Also, I have a question for you about baby shower. And this is I've been kind of like throwing this question out to people because.
Are you coming?
Are you coming? And what are you bringing? No. I wanted to ask, do you think it is a trashy thing to have beer?
Yes.
Did I have this conversation with you?
No.
Oh.
No matter what you said, I was going
to
say.
Do you think it's trashy to have like alcohol at a baby shower?
So I thought baby showers was just the girl and her friends.
It's 2023. That's back in 2002.
Well, I would assume there would be.
Actually, after 9/11, men started.
That's when it changed.
Yeah, men started being invited to baby showers. Now that does bring up a good point though, because it is a co-ed baby shower, and baby showers are like supposed to be for the woman or whatever.
Here's the thing: do you want people getting hammered at your baby shower?
No, I don't, and neither does Sarah.
if she's against it, I would assume because she has
but
a child inside her,
right? Yeah, and that was my thing. I was like, if the mother can't drink, why would you have? You know what I mean?
Why would you have everybody drink around her?
Yeah. But then the argument that was being brought up to me was,
people want to have fun.
Was I'm an alcoholic? I need to know.
Well, I'm gonna bring a flask.
The argument was, if it is co-ed and there's gonna be like men there, like there should be something, and like they have to go or whatever, you know, then there should be something for them. And my thing is like, well, you don't have to go. You know what I mean? Also, it's a fucking baby shower, like 2 hours. Can you go 2 hours without a fucking drink?
You can get pretty fucking drunk in 2 hours.
I know, but like, can you wait two hours of your day?
You guys are trying on bonnets and we're playing beer pong over here. It's fine.
I don't know. I don't care either way, to be honest. I was just saying.
I would say no.
Yeah. I'd say I guess lean more towards no too.
I don't think it's trash because I would assume a woman's baby shower might have something for them to drink.
Yeah,
like a Sunday brunch situation where they're drinking like mimosas. Yeah, or some dumb girly shit like that. But I don't know.
This
is literally the first baby shower I've been invited to or going to. Yeah,
so sad.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're the only one of my friends that fucked up.
What do you mean?
And so yeah, you know, I'd have soda or something like that. I wouldn't do alcohol.
Okay. I was just wondering. I don't know. It's an interesting thing.
Or have a flask and then fucking he's like, oh,
I'm not. I don't. Like I said, I don't give a shit.
Are you gonna
be
drinking?
No.
So.
Like I said, I don't care. Show up drunk, drink there, bring a flask. Well, I'd say don't. Let me take back everything I just said. Maybe don't drink or show up drunk or anything there. I don't know. Anyways, shows. I got a show at the end of May. I don't know where, but all that is going to be on Instagram at @emanny4. Mike, what do you have coming up?
This weekend, the 28th and 29th, Harrisburg Comedy Zone, me and Rich Voss come out to that. After that, it's a fucking toss-up. Just check my Instagram. I don't feel like going through my calendar and plugging everything. But I've got shows coming up. I got some fucking shows coming up.
Just plug the Instagram.
Oh, no, I have two shows coming up, and I can plug both of them. May 12th, that Black show at Telus 360.
Nice.
And then Saturday, that St. Clair show. In St. Clair, PA, which is somewhere.
Cool.
So come out to that.
That's cool. I guess you're getting shows.
At Michael D. Comedy.
I also am getting my fucking wisdom tooth taken out on Thursday. So
this Thursday?
Yeah, that should be pretty fun. Luck. I'm super looking forward to that. That's going to be a fun day. I'm not looking forward to it, if you can tell.
It'd be fine.
I am not. I'm just not looking forward to like being in pain for like, you know what I mean? Because like tooth pain is so fucking bad. Like I hate it so goddamn much.
Yeah, it's the worst.
And I'm gonna be in tooth pain for at least like 3 days.
Make sure you tell Sarah that.
What?
Make sure you're like, you don't even understand the amount of pain.
Dude,
I'm in.
That's another thing. Is like I feel
my mouth.
I know. I feel like I can't like complain about anything.
Talk me in.
I feel like I can't complain about anything because, like, what she's going through is, like, a million times, like, worse. You know what I mean? And she's been cool about it where she's like, no, you can fucking complain.
You can vent and cry.
Yeah, she's like, I understand, like, tooth pain or whatever. But it's like, you know, I've been complaining about surgery and stuff. Even last night I was complaining about it. I was like, damn, I gotta have surgery. I was like, well, I mean, at least my surgery is not going to be, like, you know, fucking 9 hours of me just sitting, pushing my fucking guts out of my mouth.
It might not be 9 hours.
Hopefully it's not. I'm not trying to be in a fucking hospital.
That might be one of those things where she goes, my water breaks. Oh, it's here.
I don't know. I don't know. I want this baby to come out as soon as possible.
No, you don't want it as soon as possible. Let it develop the whole way.
I want to go home tonight.
It should have came out 3 months ago.
Hey, honestly, if I had it my way, 6 months ago. No,
I want a fucking cell phone, baby.
I'm really excited. I honestly cannot wait for this baby to come. I just want to see it. I just want to see what it looks like. That's my biggest thing. I just wanted to see what it looks
come
like.
Out pitch black.
She better look like me.
She better look like part of you.
She better look like all of me. I better see my fucking twin when I see that baby.
Every part of you.
Stop looking at flies.
They're not flies. They're moths. I don't know where they're coming at. I don't know where they're coming in from.
I'm excited for that, and I'm excited to hear what she sounds like, too. I don't know. There's all these like little things that I'm very excited for.
She's like, oh, Manny, oh.
Hey, Daddy-o.
Hey, oh. I made a shit in my diaper.
Uh-oh, I pooped in my Piper. Because he's the baby. Okay. He can't talk right.
Well, what do you want to end on, Manny?
I don't know, man. I feel like we could just end, you know?
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
my buddy. He is fucking cool, but if you buy my new CD, then you got ripped off. We don't give a shit if you are pissed off. It's too late to get somebody back, so go to hell. We spent all your money. Everybody, and buy a new CD. Buy our CD online, Amazon.com. Only $19.99, and we won't tell your mom. But if you bought a new CD, then you got ripped off. We don't give a shit if you are pissed off. Cause it's too late to get someone back.